This week on Indian Times, Alan Hauser would have been 100 years old this year, and in recognition of this centennial, museums and institutions across Oklahoma are celebrating his work. One show is unique in that it showcases his drawings. Alan Hauser Drawings, the Centennial Exhibition, is being guest curated by Jackson Rushing, the Eugene B. Adkins Presidential Professor of Art History at the University of Oklahoma. Rushing summed up who Hauser was.
A distinguished painter and sculptor and draftsman, a Chiricahua Apache modern artist who many people would agree was one of the founding fathers of Native American modernism at mid-century.
When Rushing arrived on the OU campus in the summer of 2008, he shared his vision for the Hauser Centennial.
I went to Guylain Dumaire, who was at that time the director of the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art, and suggested that we should do a Hauser Centennial exhibition about drawings. And he envisioned a multi-institutional cooperative process whereby a number of museums and organizations would celebrate the Hauser Centennial and would join together in terms of publicity and marketing and educational practices. And it's turned out to be incredible. It's a wonderful synthesis of a number of different institutions. The Gilcrease has a great exhibition up right now. The Oklahoma History Center has one opening soon. So it's been exciting to see all of these museums and institutions working collaboratively.
Hauser's sculptures abound in Oklahoma, with one adorning the standard state car tag, but his drawings are not as well known.
Well, precisely because he's so well known as a sculptor, when I conceived the exhibition, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to give the audience a side of Hauser and his creative output that they might not have been so familiar with. I knew that there were thousands of unpublished drawings in his estate in Santa Fe. Big sculpture shows are expensive and complicated, and so we were looking for something that was, on the one hand, manageable, but going to be exciting for the audience, and we think we've really done that. Most of the drawings have never been published before. Most of them have never been exhibited before. It's the only large-scale exhibition of his drawings that's ever been organized. Part of the reason that's important is that in the last years of his life, he was focused heavily on drawing, and he wanted very much to have a major exhibition and book of his drawings. Unfortunately, his untimely death from cancer kept that from happening. So this exhibition is not only part of a celebration of his centennial, but it's the realization of a dream deferred. And we're really excited about that.
Rushing will present a lecture at 7 p.m. Friday, March 7th, followed by an opening reception at 8 p.m. Both events are complimentary and open to the public. The show will be on display through May 18th. A statewide recognition of Hauser's artwork has been assembled by the Oklahoma Museums Association and began in August with an exhibition at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. Throughout 2014, 9 other organizations will display works by Hauser, including the Gilcrease and Philbrook Museums in Tulsa, the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, the Will Rogers World Airport, and the Oklahoma History Center. Hauser's works are also on display at the Oklahoma State Capitol. Additional information about the Oklahoma celebration is available online at okhauser.org.